Operation Reach All Veterans, Operation RAV, is to physically, via telephone or face-to-face, visit with all the veterans in the state of South Dakota. It would be via our county and tribal veteran service officers, and my department personnel will be doing this task. The goal is to make sure that all of those veterans that have served our country and their families know about and have received the benefits that they've earned.
What got this thing going?
I think, I just started as Secretary of Veterans Affairs a year ago. The governor and his present administration, Governor Dugard and Lieutenant Governor Michael, created the Department of Veterans Affairs singly. I became the first secretary, and it's been a goal of mine since I even the interview for the job, because I know that we say we have 70-some thousand veterans, but nobody really ever had that list or knew. The VA's got so many in their computer system. I have so many in my computer system. The veteran service organizations all have their lists, but it's an estimate. When I started, there were 72,000, and then all of a sudden, 3 months later, DOD's estimate was 75,000. Well, we didn't grow that many veterans, but their estimate process, population, or whatever it's driven by. I want to have the A to Z list, cross it off, and if I can add more to that list or take away, just to make sure that they've been reached out to.
I can't imagine it's going to be an easy task. How are you going to contact these veterans?
Well, and it is daunting a little bit, but I fortunately have I'm going to say my list wants to be last name, first name, middle initial, city, state, zip code, and I'm fortunate enough to have many thousands of phone numbers attached with those. So I'm going to, tackle the easy phone number ones, get a hold of them, and then we will literally go into phone books and or however else we have to do it. But the nice thing is we have, and that's why this is no cost to the state, because we have 62 tribal and county veteran service officers placed in each and every county and six of the tribes throughout the state. I have my department field service officers that manage 16 counties or 17, and then a couple of tribes each. There's four of them, and the rest of my department, and we're all going to give an obligation to call so many. I've tentatively said I'm going to call 10 a week minimum. That's 520. If I send 100 names out to the 62, that's 6,200 at a time plus my department. We will chip away at it, and I'm going to do everything I can to get it done in 12 months.
I guess there is a gap there for some of these veterans that they're obviously not aware of all the things that are available to them.
Yes, and the stories are there's many, many thousands that are being taken care of via state benefits and through the federal VA. But I keep running into stories, and I love to hate to tell the story. A World War II veteran, 92 years old, just started a benefit, I believe it was a pension, a few months ago. But he could have started that 30 years ago. Those are the kind of stories I don't want to have to tell anymore. I want to reach out, give them what's due. There's World War II widows that may be due some benefits that they might not know about. So it's a veterans and a families kind of thing that we're going to take care of.